Avodah Yerushalmi, correspond to Avodah Bavli, Daf Mem Vav. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, on the ninth line with the words Amar Rabbi Akiva Vechule. So we learned in the Mishnah earlier that Rabbi Akiva said that I will explain Oivil, the Pasuk to you. Anantanian Oivin, Istani Oivil, Lefanecha, Mandama Oivin, Novin, Mandama Oivil, Gaivil. So some have the text Oivin, and some have the text Oivil. Now both texts are actually valid because Oivin comes from the word Havana, which means understanding, and Oivil comes from the word Hava'a, which means to bring or to present before you. Tani Rabbi Borki, Koimi Rabbi Mana, Melamed Shalei Hanichu Hakananim Lehav Lagiva Shalei Avdu Alav. Rabbi Borki said to Rabbi Mana that from Rabbi Kiva's wording that he said wherever you find a tall mountain, an elevated hill, or a flourishing tree, you should know that you'll find an idol there. We learn from that there wasn't one mountain or hill that the Canaanites didn't worship. The question is, just as we say that although a living creature can't become prohibited to an ordinary person, but it's nevertheless prohibited for the youth in the Beis HaMikdash, and so too something attached cannot become prohibited as an idol, but it should not be able to be used for a temple. If so, because the nations used to worship the Har HaMoriah, the Mount Moriah, how could the Beis HaMikdash later be built there? The answer is, despite this rule, it was known that through prophecy that they had never there been worshipped, because the Pasuk says in Divrei Yomim Aleph, in Perkof Aleph Pasuk Yutes, and David went up according to the word of God, they had spoke in the name of Hashem. We come now to the next Mishnah. Mishaya Beisoi Samach LeBeis Avodah Zorah, V'Nofal, Osel Evnoisoi, Ketzad Yaseh, Koyos LeSeich Sheloi, U'Boineh. The Mishnah says if a person's house was adjacent to a temple of idolatry and the shared wall fell down, he may not rebuild it. What should he do instead? He should withdraw 4 amos into his own property and build it there. If the wall belonged to him and to the idolatrous temple, it's judged as half and half. Its stones, wood, and earth would cause impurity like a sheretz. As the Pasuk says in Dvarim, in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Chavav, Shachetz Teshaksenu, you shall detest it most severely. Rabbi Kiva Oimer Kenida, Shinema Tezorim Kemoi Dava, Tsei Toimeloi, Ma Nida Metame Bemasa, Af Avodah Zorah Metame Bemasa. Rabbi Kiva says an idol causes impurity like a Nida, which is a woman who's having a menstrual cycle, because the Pasuk says in Yeshaya Perek Lamed, Pasuk Chav Beis, scatter them, means scatter idols, far like a Nida. Go out, say to it. And we learn from here, just as a nidah causes impurity to one who carries her, so too an idol causes impurity to one who carries it, even if he didn't actually touch it. And the Gemara says, Ksiv toyeva b'nidah, v'ksiv toyeva b'shratzim, v'ksiv toyeva b'vaydazor. B'nidah ki kol ka'ashe yase b'kol toyeva b'shratzim loisecha kol toyeva b'vaydazor, v'loisovi toyeva el b'secha, ava eini yodea le'ezu dava huksha. The Gemara says that the Pasuk uses the word Toyeva, which is an abomination, describing a nida, shratzim, and idol worship. And about the nidah, because about the nidah it says in Vayikra, in Perek Yutches Pasuk Choftes, for one who will do from any of these abominations. And about shratzim, the Pasuk says in Dvarim, Perek Yudala Pasuk Gimel, you shall not eat an abomination. And about idolatry, it says in Dvarim, Perek Zayin Pasuk Chofav, you shall not bring an abomination into your house. However, I don't know why these things are comparable. Rabbi Kiva Omar, Latoeva, the Nida Huksha, Ma Nida Matama Masa, Af Avodazom Matama Masa, Oi Ma Nida Matama Al Gav Evan Masame, Af Avodazom Matama Be Evan Masame. Rabbi Kiva says to compare to the impurity of carrying a Nida and say that even if one who carries an idol becomes Tommy. Alternatively, it could be teaching, just as a Nida causes impurity through an Evan Masame, so to an idol causes it as well. What is an Evan Masame? It means that if a large stone is placed on top of pegs and there are vessels in the airspace under the stone, if a nida, a zav, or a zava sit on the stone, the vessels underneath become tummy. Rabbi Zrika, b'shem Rabbi Chanina, b'is Amala, b'shem Rabbi Chista, moed Rabbi Kiva l'chachomim, she'ein avoid a zav matame, be'evim matame. Rabbi Zrika, quoting Rabbi Chanina, or Rabbi Chista said, that Rabbi Kiva holds, and Rabbi Kiva says to the, Rabbi Kiva agreed to the chachomim, that idols don't transmit impurity through an evin matame. V'rabbanon amu l'toyeva, ch'b'shrotzim huksha, ma ha'sheretz matame behesed, af avodazor matame behesed. Rabbanon say that we compare avodazor to shrotzim. Just as a sheretz transfers impurity through touching, hesed which literally means pushing, and the Gemara refers to it as hesed because pushing usually involves touching. So too, an idol will transfer impurity through this touching. Or the question is, a sheretz transfers impurity when it's the size of a lentil seed. Should I say the same thing for an idol? The answer is in Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Nachman, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yavor, said the name of Yochanan. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, in Perek Kuf Vav, in Pasuk Chafres, they became attached to Baal Peor and ate sacrifices of the dead. And we learn from here that just as an olive's amount of a corpse transfers impurity, so too an idol of an olive's amount. Oy, ma, me, ha, me, if, matame, misha, yachnis, roisha, etz, boisav, yachal, avaynazor, misha, yachnis, roisha, etz, boisav. Alternatively, I could say, just as a corpse brings tumma as soon as the tops of the fingers of a tall person enter the same oil, the same tent as a corpse, so too for an idol. And the Gemara answers in the titzah gomar bebeis a manuga, ma beis a manuga, mishayachnis roishoi verubboi, afavoydazor, mishayachnis roishoi verubbo. No, because there's a gazeo shava using the word nitzitza, and which means, the titzah means tearing down. To learn idolatry from the case of a house with tzoras. And then about idolatry, it says in Dvarim Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Gimel, and he shall tear down their altars. And about a house with Saras, it says, Vayikra Perek Yud Dalet Pasuk Mem Hei, he shall tear down the house. And we learn the Gezeirah Shavah through that, just as in a house with Saras, a person is Tamei as soon as he puts his in his head and most of his body, so too when entering a place of an idol. Amar Bichanina, Zoysamerish, Shein Tumah, Tumas Avodah Zorah, Mechuveres, Dulaikein Mekisha Lekalim, Ve'ena Mekish Lechomim. Bichanina says, this means that the Tumah of idols is actually rabbinic, not from the Torah, because if it would be from the Torah, why do the rabbis deduce leniencies of idols from the case of the corpse, only if it's the size of an olive, and from a sheretz, only if it only transfers Tumah through touching? Learn astringency from the case of a corpse, an idol causes Tumah through carrying it, and learn astringency from a sheretz, that the size of a Tumah is only a lentil seed. Rabbi Manah says, yeah, the tumma of idols is actually from the Torah, so why did the Torah compare idols to a corpse and to a sheretz? In fact, it's to transfer these leniencies to the cases of idols. Hadadat Amma, Barilazor Shavua, Avabarilazor Shlema, Koshu. This is true for a broken idol, but any size of a complete idol transfers impurity. Dama Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Babun, Rav Chama, Bar Gurion, B'Shem Rav, Baal, Rosh Gavia, Hava, Ka'afun Hava, Umar Tam, Yasimu Lahem, Baal Brith, Le Elohim. Rabbi Yossi Rabun, Rabbi Chama Bar Gurion, quoting Rav, said the idol of Baal is in the shape of the male organ and is the size of a bean, which is less than an olive size. What's the source for this? It's a Pasuk in Shoftim, in Perek Ches, in Pasuk Lama Gimel, and they put for them a Baal Brith as a god. Mar Tam and Rabbi Kiva, what's Rabbi Kiva's source of an idol as compared to a nidah? Ta'ev t'avenu k'nida. The Pasuk says in Dvarim Perek Zayin, Pasuk Chavav, you should despise it most severely, like the Tumah of a nida. Ma tama d'rabbanon. What's the source for the Rabbanon? Shaketz t'shaksenu k'sheretz. The Pasuk says, that we had earlier, you shall detest it most severely like a sheretz. And that's why Rabbi Kiva compares it to a nida, and Rabbanon compare it, means Rabbanon Zohar, to a sheretz. Ma makayim Rabbanon tama d'Rabbi Kiva. How do Rabbanon use the Pasuk of Rabbi Akiva? You should despise it with severely, like excrement, and degrade it with your mouth. Malmakaim, we have an addition here of the Mefarshim ad, this phrase over here from Yerushalmi Shabbos, according to the Pnei Moshe. Malmakaim of Akiva, Tam and Rabbonon. What does the Akiva do with the source case of the Rabbonon, the Pasuk? Shaketz to Shaksenu Benevleu. You should detest it most severely, we learn from that, like excrement, and degrade it with your mouth. Mahin Rabbanon Nivlayu. The question is, how do Rabbanon learn from you should despise it most severely that you must degrade it with your mouth rather than just in your heart? Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbo, B'Shem Rabbi Elazar, Sei Tom Eloi, Atcha Koin, Oisai, Pnei Eloiha Koin, Pnei Kelev, Ein Kois Koin, Oisa, Ein Koitz, Dodaya Koin, Oisai, Galia. Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbo, quoting Rabbi Elazar, answered, how do we apply this concept of despising it, degrading it with your mouth? There's a pasuk that teaches that you must give it a degrading nickname, and it's in Yeshaya pasuk lamed perek lamed pasuk chaf beis. Go out, say to it. One that's called Pnei Eloya should be referred to as Pnei Kelev, which is a dog's face. Ein Kois should be referred to as Ein Kois, which is the eye of a thorn. And Gedaya should be referred to as Galaya, which means exile. Uitanchuma, Bashem Rav Huna, Kthiv Hai Hayasha Am Beth Oin Mikedem Le Bethel. Uitanchuma, quoting Rav Huna, said the Pasuk says in Yoshua in Perek Zion Pasuk Gimel, to I, which is beside Beth Oven, on the eastern side, which is Mikedem of Bethel. Why mention both towns when one would suffice? Mikedem Koin Oisa Bethel, the Achshav Koin Oisa Beth Oin. Originally, Mikedem, originally they called it Beth El, and now, after Yeravam had put idols there, they called it Beth Oven. Tani b'shem Reb Elazar, Leirotza, Lekois, Amira, Koinoisei, Amida, V'savchin, Ledahoin, Shal, Mitter, Raglayim, Amida. Reb Brisa says in Reb Elazar's name, they didn't want to call a certain idol Amira, meaning serve it, so they called it Amida, as people call a bedpan an Amida. Ma Mekayim, Rabbi Kiva should say, Tom Relay. How? What does Rabbi Kiva learn from the pasuk we had earlier in Ishaya, Perek Lam, Pasuk Chof Beis? Go out, say to it. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Abun, Rabbi Huna, B'shem Rabbi Yosef, Mikan, Shein Oime La'adam, Tse, Achi Yichanes, Roishoi, Rabbi. The answer of Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Abun, and Rabbi Huna, quoting Rabbi Yosef, said, from here we learn that we don't tell a person to go out from a room that contains an idol unless his head and most of his body entered, as entering less than an amount does not cause him tumor.